This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. Today, the WJPA Sports Network presents the AAWPIAL Individual Wrestling Championships. And we are back for the Championship and Consolation Finals. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah along with Greg Warnock and our WJPA Sports Network producer in our downtown Washington studios is Jacob Knisner. Our wrestling coverage today and all weekend has been brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300 and the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. We'll get you ready for the finals and the third, fifth, and seventh place bouts when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at Chartiers Valley, Parade of Champions in progress. You know, Greg, you and I talked in the earlier session about the number of AA wrestlers who were state medalists and obviously very successful at the WPIAL and regional level as well, that had moved on from last year, that graduated, but still a lot of experience and a lot of success among the guys who are here. I heard Bill Sims, who is doing the public address, announcing that the 26 finalists alone have combined for over 2,000 wins.
I mean, there are some very, very talented wrestlers. Obviously, you have returning state champions like Rune Lawrence and Cooper Hornack. You have a state runner-up and Chris Vargo, and several, you know, returning state medalists as well. Very top-heavy as far as, you know, some of that premier talent. But there's some really good individual freshmen and sophomores really coming in around this season as well. So, you know, definitely these finalists bring a lot to, you know, to the podium. It's just not as deep, I guess, is what you could say. You know, maybe 3 through 8 or even 5 through 8, not as strong as you would hope. But that 1, 2, 3 mix, I mean, those guys are dynamite and, you know, are going to be, you know, competing for state medals.
And you've got some young guys who have raised eyebrows here. Yep. as freshmen, you know, that have done some impressive things, and be interesting to see where they go from here. So you know, the process is always ongoing, you know, and not unusual at high school sports, you can, or college sports, you can look at it the same way. Guys graduate, but there's always talent coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I've been really impressed with some individuals who were freshmen last year, kind of put their name on the scene, but maybe finished like 7th, 8th in the WPIL. And this year, you know, really burst on as a sophomore. You know, the guy that, you know, comes to mind, obviously, Rook Smith and Montour is the biggest one. You know, kind of barely getting into that mix of getting in the top 8 last year. Now he's in the WPIL finals. So there's a few of those stories here today, and definitely makes it for exciting future, for sure.
And again, 4 mats here at Chartiers Valley, so we will wrestle simultaneously, 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 7th place matches. And as is the norm, they will wait until all 4 matches are complete before moving on to the next weight class. And then once you get to after 114, they'll award the medals at 107 and so on up and down the line. And, you know, you always remember, you know, some of the guys who really do big things, and Rune Lawrence has an opportunity to do something special, not only today, but again in a couple of weeks. And wow, he's been impressive.
He really has. I mean, he's dominated the action. Last year we thought that was the case, right? He had a 1-0 decision where he got a little banged up in the state quarterfinals. That's really the only time last year that he was challenged. Outside of that, it was fall. And really, you know, coming into, you know, this postseason, we expected the same, and except for the state finals. He's going to have his biggest test, Austin Johnson of Muncie, a returning state champ as well. He's going to have a great state final potential, but outside to that state final, he should be dominant.
Again, the top 8, so everybody that's wrestling here in this session today, everybody advances to next week's Southwest Regional, which will be held at Altoona with Districts 5 and 6. And AAA having their section tournaments this weekend, and they will have their WPIAL tournament next week, along with the PIAA Girls Regional, yeah. West Regional next week as well, which will be wrestled at the same time as the Boys WPIAL, AAA Boys WPIAL Championships at Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, next 2 weeks are going to be intense, you know, with all 3 classifications, AA, AAA, and girls wrestling. You know, next week, Cannon McMillan will host, you know, 2 of the 3. But state tournament in the week, 2 weeks from the, today, is going to be extremely intense. It's going to be interesting to see.
And you know, we haven't had much chance to talk about it. We did during the break. They're going to have the girls at the same time as the boys. And people always wonder, how do you do what you guys do? Well, we're going to be asked to do a little bit more this year, and you know, we don't really know exactly how it's going to work. I mean, we have an idea. There's a format set, but usually we get some breaks here and there where we can catch our breath. Not so sure we're going to have much of that, if any, this year. So we're still working out the details as far as how we're going to handle that.
Yeah, I mean, Thursday it's going to be straight through as opposed to a couple-hour break. Friday will be the same way. Wrestling starting at 8 a.m., probably going to 11 at night. But the biggest thing is you're not getting the crowd in and out. That's why the biggest breaks came, because you had to get AA out to get AAA fans in. Now it's a one-day ticket. You show up, and you could be there for the whole day. They're not getting fans in and out of the Giant Center. So that's going to make for, because of that, the wrestling is going to be continuous throughout the whole day.
Parade of Champions has concluded. Probably going to, they're going to do the Coach of the Year award. So we'll give those awards out here as they are announced. They normally do a Junior High Coach of the Year, an Assistant Coach of the Year, and a Varsity Coach of the Year. Nice crowd on hand here at Chartiers Valley, as you might expect.
Junior High Coach of the Year award goes to Gary Havelka of
Burgettstown. Gary Havelka of Burgettstown receives the Junior High Coach of the Year award.
Not his first time winning it.
Now, the Blue Devils have had some great success the last couple of years. Always have had a strong program, but really stepped it up. And just love the Burgettstown crowd. Those folks you know, small town. They're just so proud of what they've accomplished, and they, you know, they're it's fun to watch what they've done. And as Louis Vigilotti wins the
Joey wins the
assistant coach of the year. And how about Joey? It's going to it's a Burgettstown triple header.
That's right.
Louis and Joey Vigilotti, head coach and assistant coaches respectively, and Gary Havelka, junior high coach. So, again, true to the blue, as they say in Burgettstown. They're very happy, very proud, and rightly so.
Yeah, Louis getting assistant, Joey the head coach. And
first and foremost, let's just congratulate all the wrestlers that are going to regionals next week. Amazing accomplishment.
And we'll come back with the start of the action here. We've got another announcement going on. While the wrestlers competing for medals are out on their respective mats and getting ready to go. So a big weekend here at Chartiers Valley. We'll keep it here for another moment or so and invite you to keep an eye on our sports page at WJPA.com for everything we've got coming up here over the next few weeks, and there's a lot of it. We've got NCAA basketball, including tonight with Texas at Kansas. That's 5:45 here on 1450 AM. We've got high school basketball coming up on Monday, actually a couple of games on Monday. 6A girls with the Peters Township and North Allegheny. And also Trinity girls going to be playing on Monday as well at home against Indiana in a consolation game that we'll have for you here on WJPA. Pirates baseball, spring training action tomorrow. Pirates taking on the Baltimore Orioles. That's a 1:05 airtime as we begin another season of Pirates baseball. And again, a lot of high school basketball action coming up Tuesday. Fort Cherry, I believe we're going to have a girls and boys doubleheader on Tuesday with featuring both Fort Cherry squads. So look forward to that action as well. And we move next week to AAA WPIAL action in Canada McMillan. We talked about that. AA wrestlers, the top eight here today, go to Altoona next week for the Southwest Regional. And then it's on to Hershey that second weekend in March.
Three are from AAA. We have one from AA. And I'll introduce Coach
Cornet
here.
So, look forward to bringing you some action here in just a minute. Again, some other announcements going on down below. Had AAA wrestling for you today online at WJPA.com. The Southern Sectional, combining sections 5 and 6. That action at South Fayette. And again, that is online only, WJPA.com. Shortly we'll be getting underway at 107 pounds with our championship match, Cam Baker of Burl against Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. The third place bout will have Javion Chambers of Highlands against Tucker Main of McGuffey. The fifth place bout, Victor Wagner of North Catholic, will be taking on Burgettstown's Darius Simmons. And for seventh place at 107 pounds, it will be Archer Brewa of Laurel against Angelo Boni of Central Valley. A lot of folks still filing in here at Chartiers Valley. Stands on the far side. well, not entirely full, but close, and starting to fill up on the near side where we are as well. We're on the second level of the gym here at Chartiers Valley with the action down below on the first floor. You know, Bob, Greg's excited, Greg, because baseball and softball practice gets underway soon.
Yeah.
So he's, I don't know if Monday's the first day that practice starts, but he made a point to bring that up just the other day. So as soon as we get finished with basketball and wrestling, we'll start looking at baseball and softball as well.
Yeah, season quickly coming to a close. It's always interesting, you know, you get to the holidays and you think, oh, you know, there's still a lot of time before the postseason, and you blink your eyes and you're here, and hard to believe we're here at the individual AA WPL championships already and about to crown 14 champions.
Yeah, me not being a big fan of cold weather, it always seems these winter months go a little bit slower, but not that much, especially this year. It's gone by quickly.
Maybe it's because it's your last. Maybe that's why it's
gone quickly. Well, that could be. Well, you know, I was also spent some time on the injured list, so didn't really get back into full swing till the latter part of January.
Yeah.
So one final announcement here, sportsmanship announcement, which is something that we should all take heed of, and you know, not just take them as words, but try to live them as well. And that probably needs to be said more today than at any other time. And we'll get started with action at 107 pounds when we come back to Chartiers Valley on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee in healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
Underway with action at 107 pounds on all four mats. Championship match, Cam Baker of Burl, runner-up both here and in the region last year, reached the state semifinals before finishing fourth against Quaker Valley sophomore Bruce Anderchak. That's the championship match.
Third place match, Tucker Main of McGuffey, Javion Chambers of Highlands are scoreless 30 seconds in.
Fifth place bout, Victor Wagner of North Catholic against Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. Wagner with a takedown there.
And your seventh place match, Angelo Bonai of Central Valley. He's out to a 2-0 lead against Archer Brua of Laurel.
Anderchak of Quaker Valley with the opening takedown against Baker. Baker trying to get a leg free and spin behind. Whizzer in there for Baker, but Anderchak still on that right leg, and we get a stalemate. 106 to go in the first.
No score at the end of one for Tucker Main and Javion Chambers. 2-0 at the end of one for Bonai of Central Valley, leading Brua of Laurel.
And Wagner of North Catholic at the end of one for fifth place. I should say, yeah, for fifth place leads Darius Simmons of Burgettstown 2-0. And there's an escape for Baker of Burl. So 2-1 for Anderchak of Quaker Valley. Wagner and Simmons for fifth place will start the second period neutral. Simmons looking for a leg, didn't get it, and then Wagner on the leg of Simmons. Simmons trying to spin behind. Simmons gets the takedown to tie that bout at 2. And Baker of Burl takes down Anderchak of Quaker Valley before they go out of bounds. So Baker now leading 3-2.
Still scoreless between Maine and Chambers. Chambers on the bottom in the second period. Bon Ive Central Valley up 4-0 now, 1:20 to go in the second.
25 seconds left, first period of the championship match. Baker on top and leading 3-2. Escape in the fifth place bout for Wagner of North Catholic. Leads Simmons of Burgettstown 3-2.
Chambers trying to get out with a, has a hold of a leg. Maine still holding on to that ankle. Maintaining control, 45 seconds left in the second.
Darius Simmons of Burgettstown shaken up, holding his right shoulder with a minute 6 remaining in the second period. He's going to get injury time. And we'll come to the end of the first in the championship match. 3-2 lead for Cam Baker of Burl.
44 seconds remaining in the second. Fresh start for Chambers underneath of Tucker Maine. Still scoreless. 30 seconds left in the second for Bon Ive of Central Valley, riding and leading 4-0.
Anderchak of Quaker Valley defers his choice to the third period. Burl's Cam Baker wants bottom position to start the second. And Burgettstown's Darius Simmons still getting injury time on mat 2.
Tucker Maine is continuing to ride. Final 10 seconds of the second period. He and Chambers are scoreless, and Maine will have choice for the third period as the second period comes to a close.
An escape for Cam Baker of Burl. Minute 34 to go in the second. He leads 4-2. And we've got a stoppage here. Looks like a blood timeout for Anderchak of Quaker Valley. And Simmons of Burgettstown back into action. And he just got, I think, poked in the eye. So right after getting injury time, just has action stopped again. Now ready to continue with 1:01 to go in the second.
Start of the third period for Bon Ive, leading 4-0. Wrestling neutral with Brewer. Maine choosing the bottom position to begin the third, still scoreless with Chambers.
Darius Simmons of Burgettstown, 40 seconds to go, second period. Neutral and trailing. Victor Wagner of North Catholic, 3-2. That's for fifth place. Stalemate called. Now Anderchak, after the blood timeout, continues with Baker of Burl. Simmons trying to go to a headlock, but Wagner kept his weight back. Simmons tries it again. Wagner rolls him through, and Wagner gets the takedown to go up 5-2, 15 seconds left, second period.
1:15 to go in the third. Tucker Maine still unable to get out from underneath of Chambers. Now Chambers throws a leg in and has Maine flattened out. About a minute to go here in this third. Had a takedown for Brewer, now an escape given to Bon Ive, so Bon Ive's lead now 5-2.
End of 2 for Burgettstown's Darius Simmons. Trails Victor Wagner of North Catholic 5-2. Wagner on the bottom to start the third period. And we're going to get another blood timeout for Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. 1:01 to go in the second. He trails 4-2 to Baker of Burl in the championship match.
Maine up to his feet, trying to turn into Chambers. Chambers drives on the leg and takes him out with 30 seconds left. Still scoreless.
Wagner of North Catholic pulled Simmons over top and ended up on his feet. So an escape there for Wagner. He's up 6-2, minute 25 to go in the third.
Yeah. Final 20 seconds of the third. Main up to his feet. Chambers gets both legs, trips him down. Main back to all fours, trying to get up to his feet one more time. Final 10 seconds. Looks like we might be headed to overtime in the third place bout. Scoreless at the end of regulation.
52 seconds to go for Darius Simmons of Burgettstown, looking to get to the right leg. Wagner of North Catholic with 40 seconds to go. We're still neutral. Wagner leading 6-2.
Bonai Central Valley, seventh place winner, 5-2. Chambers scoots behind Main, and he'll get the takedown. 2-0 at 13 seconds of overtime. Chambers, your third place finisher, 2-0.
Championship match, Andrew Check of Quaker Valley, Baker of Burrow out of bounds, 32 seconds to go, second period. They're neutral, Baker of Burrow still with a 4-2 lead. 23 seconds to go for Darius Simmons of Burgettstown, trailing 8-2 now to Victor Wagner of North Catholic. 10 seconds remaining. Simmons broken flat to his stomach. Now to his knees, was pointing like toward his head to the corner as if something was wrong. Simmons going to roll free as time runs out. It's going to be an 8-3 win for Wagner of North Catholic for fifth place. And we are at the end of two periods in the championship match. Andercheck of Quaker Valley, Baker of Burrow. Baker leads 4-2. We've got a blood timeout there, so we'll step aside and be back with the third period of the championship match at 107 pounds momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
After a blood timeout, Bruce Andercheck of Quaker Valley ready to continue. He'll start the third period against Cam Baker of Burrow. Andercheck on the bottom. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Baker of Burrow trying to prevent Andercheck from getting to his feet. Spiral ride for Baker. Drops Andercheck back to his knees. Andercheck again. This time we'll get all the way up, tries to peel off around the waist. But Baker brings him back to the mat. Early in the third, Baker barring the left arm. Has Andercheck flat on his stomach. Now Baker reaches underneath to get the right wrist. Driving that bar in a little deeper. Lost the wrist, though. Down to a minute 10 left in the third. To come toward the edge of the mat and out with 1 minute and 3 seconds remaining.
Good piece of riding there by Cam Baker. Controlling the wrist and the ankle. Didn't really give Andercheck much ability to get to his feet.
So back to referee's position, and a clean start here. Andercheck to his feet. Baker drops on the right leg. Baker goes around the head and trips Andercheck back to the mat. Still a 4-2 lead for Burroughs' Cam Baker. He's 37-3. Andercheck 36-2. Both are sophomores. Down to 30 seconds remaining. Leg in for Baker. Nowhere to go for Bruce Andercheck of Quaker Valley. These guys, the top two seeds. He's Strong bout for Cam Baker. As we're now down to 5 seconds remaining. Cam Baker of Burrow will win the 107-pound title. He'll defeat Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley 4-2. And we will go to 114 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Underway at 114 pounds, championship match. Anthony Mucci of Derry against Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston. No score there early on.
Third place match. Takedown for Drake McClure of Bentworth. He leads Austin Kasanovic of Avonworth 2-0.
Fifth place bout, Noah Collins of West Green and Carter Thomas of Burrell. Collins got the opening takedown. Thomas reversed him, so 2-2, 15 seconds left in the first.
Seventh place match, Logan Ketzel of Laurel with the opening takedown on Alex Medlin of Best Center. He leads 2-0.
Jordan Williams in on a single in the championship match. Funk roll for Mucci. Williams is still over a minute to go in the first. Trying to force Mucci off that leg. Each on the other's ankle right now, and a potentially dangerous call will stop action. Still scoreless. Collins of West Green, Carter of Burrell for fifth place start their second period on their feet, tied at 2.
Start of the second period for McClure of Bentworth. Wrestling neutral with Kasanovic of Avonworth. McClure leading there 2-0. Medlin of Best Center in on a trying to finish a cradle. He's actually riding in this second period, trailing 2-0.
Takedown for Carter Thomas of Burrell. He almost went right into a cradle when he initially got that takedown, but settles for just the 2 points. Minute 33 to go in the second. 4-2 for Thomas of Burrell. Championship match still scoreless. Williams of Chartiers Houston. Mucci for Derry. Mucci almost spun behind, but out of bounds. 12 seconds left in the first.
1 minute to go, second period. McClure of Bentworth leading 2-0, wrestling neutral. Ketzel of Laurel gets a reversal on Medlin of Best Center, so Ketzel's lead now 4-0.
End of the first, scoreless with Williams of Chartiers Houston and Mucci of Derry. Mucci will take bottom position. And there is a fall in the fifth place bout. Collins of West Green and Thomas of Burrell. Thomas is going to get the fall at 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
We will issue the medals for the previous place winners.
Kasanovic in on a shot on McClure. McClure with that wizard just to keep him from getting the takedown.
Championship match, Mucci and Williams out of bounds. Minute and a half to go, second period, still scoreless. Mucci of Derry on the bottom. He's got 30 wins and 3 losses. Williams 23-6. Up and out is Mucci for an escape and the first point of the bout.
End of 2, a 2-0 lead for McClure. He'll be on the bottom for the third period. Start of the third for Medlin of Best Center. He trails 4-0. He's going to start neutral with Ketzel of Laurel.
Mucci in on the legs of Williams. Williams reaches up over top to grab an ankle. 1 minute to go, second period. And a might be a head scissors here on Williams. Yes, it's going to be a penalty point to Mucci to make it 2-0.
We need the following head coaches to check in at the head table.
So now 2-0 for Mucci as they go back to work on their feet. 50 seconds left in the second.
Ketzel in on a shot, looking to try to finish. Stolinko on McClure on the bottom, leading 2-0. Kasanovic with the legs in. Takedown for Ketzel. He leads Medlin 6-0.
Williams shoots at the left leg, doesn't get in deep. 19 seconds to go in the second period. Williams a runner-up last year. And fourth in the region. And Anthony Mucci of Derry will have the lead going into the third period, 2-0. Williams wants bottom position.
McClure able to work up the body off of a reversal. Get the 2 points and lead 4-0. 25 seconds to go in the third.
Williams to his feet to start the third. Mucci trips him to the mat. Now Williams tries to switch, and Williams will get the reversal, so tied at 2 early in the third. Williams a senior, Mucci a junior. Now an escape for Mucci to take a 3-2 lead.
Final 10 seconds in the third place bout. McClure of Bentworth riding and leading 4-0. Looks like McClure will be your third place finisher. Might get a couple of back points here late. He does. 6-0 win for McClure Bentworth. And your seventh place finisher will be Ketzel of Laurel, 8-1. Ketzel, 8-1.
So in the third period of the championship match, 1:05 remaining, 3-2 lead for Anthony Mucci of Derry. Williams with a tap to the head. Mucci comes in to tie up. Mucci pushes Williams to the edge, and they are out with 47 seconds remaining. Williams, long-range shot, couldn't get in deep. Does have his hand on Mucci's left leg. Now able to get in on a double. Whizzer for Mucci. And to the edge and out with 31 seconds to go. And Williams, he's going to be cautioned here. There's a caution. And Williams, yeah, you get three cautions before it costs you a point, so worth a shot there if you haven't been cautioned yet. At that time, there were only 31 seconds to go. Now 15. Williams needs a point to tie here and running out of time. 8 seconds left. Williams reaches but doesn't get the left leg out of bounds with 5 seconds to go.
Mucci did a nice job tying up those elbows, keeping Williams from taking an opportunity to shoot.
Williams takes one last swipe at a leg and then sees time running out. And it's going to be a 3-2 win for Anthony Mucci of Derry for the title at 114 pounds over Chargers Houston's Jordan Williams. We'll get you the 107-pound place winners and our matches at 121 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
In eighth place at 107 pounds, Archer Brewer of Laurel. In seventh with a 5-2 decision, Angelo Bonai of Central Valley. In sixth place, Darius Simmons of Burgistown. In fifth with an 8-3 decision, Victor Wagner of North Catholic. fourth place, it was Tucker Main and McGuffey. In third with a 2-0 overtime win, Javion Chambers of Highlands. In second place, Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. And your champion with a 4-2 decision, Cam Baker of Burl.
Championship match at 121 pounds. Takedown for Antonio Bonai to lead Beth Center's Mason Wright 2-0.
Third place match at 121 pounds. It's going to be a default victory, and it's going to be for Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. Wolf a winner by default over Luca Rosa of Burl.
Fifth place, end of one period, Giovanni Beatrice of Derry leads Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry 2-0. Robertson on the bottom to start the second.
And the seventh place match, it is a 2-1 lead for Daniel Smith of Burgettstown, leading Anthony Esposito of Montour. They got about 15 seconds ago in the first period, wrestling neutral.
On Robertson, wanting neutral position in the second period against Beatrice. 15 seconds to go, championship match, first period. Still 2-0 Bonai of Central Valley over Wright of Beth Center. Bonai bars the right arm, but running out of time in the period. And there's the end of the first, 2-0 for Bonai.
Smith of Burgettstown will give Esposito an escape to begin the second period, so it is tied at 2.
Antonio Bonai, a returning champion from last year, third in the region, sixth in the state. He is a sophomore, 31-0. Mason Wright, a sophomore for Beth Center, 31-8. Another takedown for Beatrice of Derry. He leads Robertson of Fort Cherry 4-0, 105 to go in the second. Bonai on his feet to start the second period, and he will reverse Mason Wright. Bonai up 4-0.
Two two between Smith and Esposito in the seventh place bout. 1:10 to go in the second, wrestling neutral.
Wright turned in on Bonai, had both legs but lost them, but Wright does earn an escape. So 4-1 for Bonai of Central Valley in the championship match. Second period, minute 18 to go, they are out of bounds. Robertson of Fort Cherry trying to work his body up on top against Beatrice of Derry. 10 seconds to go, second period. Robertson does not have a reversal just yet. 3 seconds to go, and time will run out. Fort Cherry coaches want two there for Robertson, but not going to get it. 4-0 after two for Beatrice. And a takedown for Bonai leads Wright of Beth Center now 6-1, 48 seconds to go in the second.
Still 2-2 between Smith and Esposito. 25 seconds to go in the second, wrestling neutral.
Making your way to the awards area, 114.
Got a blood timeout for Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry before he resumes action on mat two. Championship match, Antonio Bonai barred the right arm of Mason Wright. Action was stopped there, not sure why. But back to referee's position, 23 seconds to go in the second. Bonai breaks Wright down right off the whistle.
Smith is going to choose neutral to begin the third period, so he and Esposito still tied at 2. Wrestling back on their feet.
Nearing the end of the second in the championship match, Antonio Bonai of Central Valley with a 6-1 lead after two periods. And after the blood timeout started the third period, Robertson of Fort Cherry was on top. Beatrice got to his feet and turned in and does get the escape to make it 5-0. And Bonai with a takedown to start the third against Wright goes up 8-1.
Esposito is going to get in on the legs of Smith and pick up a takedown near the edge of the mat. 4-2. Esposito now out in front with 1:16 to go in the third.
Minute 15 to go in the fifth place bout. Robertson of Fort Cherry, neutral with Beatrice of Derry. Beatrice leads 5-0. Championship match, minute 15 to go in the third. Antonio Bonai still riding and leading Mason Wright of Beth Center 8-1. And there's a takedown in the fifth place bout for Beatrice. He's now up 7-0.
Four-two lead for Esposito of Montour. 45 seconds to go in the third, riding with a leg in on Smith.
Bonai still riding and leading right of Beth Center 8-1. 40 seconds left. Under 30 to go for Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. Was broken flat to his stomach, and we had a stoppage there with 25 seconds to go. So bouts on mats 1 and 3, right about at the same time in the third period, about a second apart right now.
As is a seventh place match, not too far ahead of it. Final seconds coming off. It's going to be a 4-2 win for Esposito of Montour. 4-2 Esposito.
Championship match, Bonai of Central Valley will defeat Wright of Beth Center 8-1. And the fifth place bout, up on his feet late, is Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry, trying to get free, but he's down 7-0. He'll get a late reversal to make it 7-2. But Beatrice the winner there for fifth place. And we'll get the place winners at 114 and the bouts at 127 when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry, and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Top 8 at 114 pounds in 8th place. It was Medlin from Best Center. In 7th place, it was Ketzel of Laurel with an 8-1 decision. In 6th place, it was Noah Collins of West Green. In 5th place with a fall at 202, Carter Thomas of Burl. In 4th place, it was Austin Kasanovic of Avonworth. In 3rd with a 6-0 decision, Drake McClure of Bentworth. In second, it was Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston. And your champion with a 3-2 decision from Derry, Anthony Mucci.
Championship out at 127 pounds. No score between Nico Finella of Indiana, Chris Vargo of Bentworth. Vargo trying to get a leg free. 50 seconds to go and a stalemate call there, so still scoreless.
Scoreless at the end of one between Lucas Barr of McGuffey and Don Lindsay of Central Valley for third.
Scoreless after one for Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown and Julian Bertucci of Burrow for fifth.
And seventh place is also scoreless. Brett Klim of Derry against Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks.
Slovic of Burgettstown on the bottom to start the second period. Chris Vargo, senior for Bentworth, 33 wins, 2 losses, a 2-time WPIAL champion, 3-time finalist. Nico Finella, junior for Indiana, picked up his 100th career win in the semifinals. Those two still scoreless and out with 14 seconds left in the first.
Escape for Lucas Barr and McGuffey to begin the second. He and Lindsay wrestling neutral with a 1-0 lead for Barr. Escape for Brett Klim of Derry in the second. He leads Wagner of Keystone Oaks 1-0. They're wrestling neutral in the second.
Bertucci cuts Slovic loose, so Slovic with a 1-0 lead in the fifth place bout. 1:18 to go in the second, and scoreless after one in the championship match between Vargo of Bentworth and Fenella of Indiana. Fenella will be on the bottom to start the second.
Take down for Barr. He puts Lindsay to his back. Minute to go in the second period. 3-0 lead for Barr. And now Lindsay up to his feet. Somehow he would not only get off his back, but up to his feet. But out of bounds, 6-0, Barr out in front with 49 seconds to go in the second.
Escape for Fenella of Indiana leads Vargo 1-0. Vargo shoots right in to the left leg, but could not get in deep. The two step out with a minute 42 to go in the second. Slovic of Burgettstown still with a 1-0 lead on Bertucci as they work on their feet. 40 seconds left in the second.
Still 1-0 lead for Klim of Derry. Barr with a wing. He's going to take Lindsay over to his back.
Vargo with a headlock rolls Fenella over to his back. Vargo gets the takedown to go up 2-1. Now trying to move up and get a back count going. Fenella just a little inside 90 degrees, and I think there was a couple of separate one counts there, and now Vargo going to get near fall points. Five count comes, so Vargo's got three coming. Underneath the left arm, going around the head with the right. Just under a minute to go in the second. Blood timeout for Bertucci in the fifth place bout.
9-0 lead after two for Barra McGuffey. He and Lindsay will start the third period neutral. Outside single for Barr. Switches over to a double trip. Takedown 11-0. Barr out in front. Start of the third for Wagner of Keystone Oaks on the bottom, trailing Klim of Derry 1-0.
Vargo got his three near fall points. He's up 5-1, 24 seconds to go in the second. Vargo has the left wrist. Bertucci, after the blood timeout, resumes with Slovic of Burgettstown. Late in the second, Slovic with a 1-0 lead. And Vargo will take a 5-1 lead into the third in the championship match.
Radio, the 11-0 lead for Barr of McGuffey. 1:16 to go in the third. Lindsay will go back on underneath. Escape for Wagner. He and Klim tied at one. Wrestling neutral in the third.
Vargo wants neutral to start the third against Fenella of Indiana. Now another blood timeout for Bertucci in the fifth place bout after two periods. Vargo shoots to the right leg of Fenella. Fenella locked through the legs of Vargo 30 seconds into the third. Vargo sitting back into Fenella in a neutral situation here. Fenella, shoulder's not really exposed. Now Vargo trying to slide out the back door. Official checking those shoulders of Fenella now just to be sure.
Stalling call on Klim, but then he gets the takedown. He leads 3-1 against Wagner, 20 seconds left. 20 seconds left for Barr as well. He leads 11-0.
Vargo from that neutral position kept trying to drive the shoulders of Fenella down to the mat. Fenella, I think, realized he was in trouble and gave up the takedown. Now an escape as Vargo cuts Fenella loose. 7-2 in the second period. In the third for Vargo.
Barr of McGuffey, your third place finisher, 11-0. And Klim of Derry, your seventh place finisher, 3-1.
Third period, fifth place bout, Slovic of Burgettstown, Bertucci of Burrell on their feet, tied at one. And only 10 seconds to go in the championship match as Vargo is in on a leg, a stalemate. With Vargo up 7-2, only 6 seconds remaining. So Chris Vargo of Bentworth, about to become a three-time WPIAL champion. And that will be the final, 7-2 for Vargo over Fenella of Indiana. So just the fifth place bout remains here at 127 pounds. Minute 10 remaining, 1-1 tie. Slovak called for stalling. First call against him. Bertucci with an underhook. 1 minute left. Bertucci just drives into Slovak and comes down on top of him. Takedown for Bertucci to make it 3-1. Now Slovak free for an escape, so 3-2 in neutral. 45 seconds to go. Two push and shove, come to the edge of the mat. Now 30 seconds left. Slovak ties the arms up of Bertucci. And they go to the edge and out with 24 seconds remaining. 3-2 for Bertucci of Burl. And he's shaken up and is going to need injury time. Bertucci was up on his feet. He'll get back down on one knee as they take a look at him.
Is proud to be an official partner of the WPIL. Do you have any unwanted electronics or expired paint taking up room in your home?
Bertucci now back up on his feet, and he's ready to continue.
Western PA with their drive-through electronics and household chemical recycling events.
So 24 seconds to go. Bertucci and Slovak on their feet. Slovak dropped down, reached for an ankle, didn't get it. 19 seconds left. They tie up again. Slovak desperately looking for an opening. Can't find one. 5 seconds remaining. And it's going to be a 3-2 final for fifth place for Julian Bertucci of Burl. We'll get the 121-pound place winners and our matches at 133 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation. 724-239-2330.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or breakdown on the road, but if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles, and with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Top 8 at 121 in 8th place was Daniel Smith of Burgistown. In 7th with a 4-2 decision, Anthony Esposito of Montour. In 6th place, Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. In 5th with a 7-2 decision, Giovanni Beatrice of Derry. 4th place, Luca Rosa of Burl. 3rd with an injury default win, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. In 2nd, Mason Wright of Best Center. And your champion with an 8-1 decision from Central Valley, Antonio Bonner.
Championship match at 133 pounds. Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley took down Burgistown's Parker Centipaul. Centipaul escaped, so 2-1 and neutral.
Third place match, Carter Putt of Indiana, Tyler Clark of Frazier. They're scoreless, 15 seconds to go in the first.
Fifth place bout, 6 seconds to go, scoreless first period. Anthony Orlandini of Montour, Dustin Kerr of Hampton.
And for seventh place, Jake Stewart of Burl, Seth Burns of West Green. They are scoreless, 20 seconds to go in the first.
Cazales and Centipaul, two guys who have enjoyed plenty of success. Cazales, a two-time runner-up. Centipaul, two-time third-place finisher, was a champion in 2022. And those two out of bounds, 30 seconds to go in the first, still 2-1 for Cazales.
Start of the second period, Putt of Indiana on the bottom. Scoreless match with Clark.
Orlandini up and out to start the second period of the fifth place bout with a 1-0 lead on Kerr of Hampton.
Burns of West Green will go on the bottom in a scoreless match in the second period.
Cazales steps to the side on Centipaul, drops him to the mat. With 16 seconds remaining in the first period, Cazales with a 4-1 lead. Sinopal to his feet, but just briefly. Gonzalez pulls him back down, and the first period will come to an end.
Clark of Frazier riding in a scoreless match has putt of Indiana flattened out.
Gonzalez defers. Sinopal wants bottom position to start the second, trailing 4-1. Orlandini and Kerr out of bounds. Minute 15 seconds remaining in the second for fifth place. Still 1-0 there for Orlandini. Sinopal to his feet, but Gonzalez drives him out. Just 9 seconds off the clock in the second.
Up to his feet as putt of Indiana turns in. Clark able to take away the legs, though, and take him near the out-of-bounds line.
Sinopal up on his feet. Again, Gonzalez trips him back to the mat early in the second period. Edge of the mat and now out. Still 1-0 in the fifth place bout for Orlandini of Montour. 45 seconds to go. Pancake, though, for Kerr of Hampton. And he gets the takedown and two back points to go up 4-1 on Orlandini.
Still scoreless between Putt and Clark. Meanwhile, we had an escape for Burns, and then we have a headlock for Store to Burl. Takedown and near fall points coming.
Sinopal and Gonzalez out of bounds in the championship match. Still 4-1 for Jack Gonzalez. Both these guys are seniors. Minute 20 to go, second period. Sinopal up, and Gonzalez cuts him loose, 4-2.
Scoreless at the end of two are Putt and Clark will go on the bottom for the third period.
Kerr of Hampton looking for a fall, but the period will end. Kerr will get three near fall points in the fifth place bout, leads Orlandini of Montour 7-1 after two.
Stuart Burrow will not get the fall, but three near fall points. He'll be up 5-1 after two. Escape for Clark of Frazier. He's up 1-0.
45 seconds to go. Championship match, second period, 4-2 for Jack Gonzalez. 39-3, Sinopal, 39-4. Two on their feet. Sinopal was fifth in the state 2 years ago. They're down to 12 seconds remaining in the second period. Orlandini with an escape in the fifth place bout, trail 7-2, minute 35 to go. Gonzalez eighth in the state 2 years ago. Short one win short of a medal last year, as was Sinopal. And 4-2 after two for Gonzalez. He'll start the third on the bottom.
48 seconds left in the third. A 1-0 lead for Clark of Frazier. Escape for Stewart of Burrow. He's now up 6-1.
Orlandini with a takedown in the fifth place bout. Still trails 7-4 to Dustin Kerr of Hampton. Just under a minute to go there. Gonzalez reaches underneath to grab Sinopal's right ankle. Sinopal gets his body back up on top. Trails by two with a minute 35 to go.
30 seconds left to go in the third. Clark of Frazier leading 1-0. Shot in by Putt of Indiana. And now Clark drives in, but out of bounds before he could finish.
Gonzalez with an escape. He now leads Sinopal 5-2, out of bounds. Minute 17 remaining. Now 8-5 for Kerr of Hampton after an escape.
Nice duck under to a shot for Clark, and he's going to get the takedown. Final seconds coming off in the third place match. Clark of Frazier will be your third place finisher. It'll be a 3-0 win. Clark, 3-0.
Gonzalez spun behind Parker Sinopal. Gonzalez leads 7-2. Minute 3 remaining in the third after those two go out of bounds.
Late takedown for Stewart of Burrow. He defeats Burns 8-1, Stewart 8-1.
Whether you're looking to purchase or lease a new car, need routine maintenance work,
Santa Paul shoots at the right leg, tries to double up now on Cazales. Cazales sprawls back. Cazales leads 7-3, 42 seconds to go. Whizzer for Cazales and out of bounds. Nearing a final in the fifth place bout. Just 1 second to go for Kerr and Orlandini. Kerr of Hampton with an 8-4 lead, and that will be the final. He defeats Orlandini of Montour 8-4 for fifth place. So just the championship match remaining and only 20 seconds to go there. Parker Sinopal took a shot. Cazales spun behind but couldn't finish before the two went out of bounds. Just 17 seconds to go. So after a couple of runner-up finishes, Jack Cazales looks like he'll get the gold medal here. Shot in on the right leg. Now leaves the leg open for Sinopal, who will get the takedown to make it 7-5 with 10 seconds left. Give an escape to make it 8-5. 4 seconds remaining. And that will be the final, 8-5 for Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley. We'll get the 139-pound bouts and have the medalists for you at 127 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Top eight at 127. In eighth place, Jeremy Wagner from Keystone Oaks. In seventh with a 3-1 decision, Brett Klim of Derry. Sixth place, it was Dylan Slovic of Burgistown. Fifth place, it was Julian Bertucci of Borough with a 3-2 decision. Fourth place, Don Lindsay of Central Valley. And third with 11-0 major decision, Lucas Barr of McGuffey. Second place, Nico Finella of Indiana. And your champion with a 7-2 decision from Bentworth, Chris Vargo.
Championship match at 139 pounds. Gavin Suica of Burgettstown, Cooper Hornack of Burrell, scoreless, 40 seconds in.
Third place match, a takedown for Aiden Burford of Highlands. He leads Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon 2-0. Now a reversal will tie the match at 2.
Fifth place bout. Right now, no activity down there.
I'm guessing it's a Boyer injury default win since Dana did not go last match. Seventh place match, Joseph Longhigh of Mount Pleasant, Ryder Goh of Southside, scoreless, 10 seconds to go, opening period.
Yeah, Boyer down on the mat there on mat two, but no sign of Dana, his opponent. I'm surprised they have not raised Boyer's hand yet, I don't believe. He still looked like he was kind of half warming up there just in case.
4-2 at the end of one. Burford of Highlands leading Waitman of Bell Vernon.
Hornack and Suica still scoreless in this battle of seniors. Hornack, 33 wins, 4 losses. Suica, 36-5. Hornack state champion last year. Also owns a fourth place medal from 22 and a second place finish in 21. Two-time WPIAL champion. And a four-time finalist, scoreless there at the end of one.
Couple of back points for Waitman of Belle Vernon. He ties the match with Burford at 4. Long high of Mount Pleasant. A 2-1 lead on go of Southside.
Suica did not wrestle Hornack in the team tournament. Escape for Hornack in the second period to lead 1-0. They tie up on their knees with a minute and a half to go in the second, and then we get a stalemate.
4-4 between Burford and Waitman. Burford on the bottom. And Ryder Go of Southside needs injury time, trailing 2-1. Cradle was locked in by Waitman, but he lost it. Now he and Burford are kind of side by side. See who comes out on top of the scramble. It's going to be Burford. He'll get the reversal, go up 6-4.
Suica was 8th in the state 2 years ago, one win short of a medal last year. He's got a 3rd, a 4th, and a 6th in this tournament. Trails 1-0 here to Cooper Hornack. On their feet just under a minute to go in the second. Just tied up, edge of the mat. Suica works the head. Again, right on the edge, so we could try to snap Hornack down, but couldn't finish it, out of bounds.
Blood time going right now for Waitman of Belle Vernon. Trail 6-4 to Burford.
Hornack, long-range shot, couldn't get to the left ankle of Suica. Down to 20 seconds left in the second period. Suica comes in to tie up. Reached for a leg, couldn't get it. And now out with 12 seconds to go in the period.
Long eye of Mount Pleasant. Back underway with go Southside, leading 2-1.
Second period will end for Suica and Hornack. 1-0 for Hornack. Suica wants the bottom position to start the third.
6-4 after two for Burford of Highlands. Waitman will go on the bottom for the third. Long eye of Mount Pleasant trying to get a couple of back points late. He will get two of them. Go up 6-2 after two.
Third period underway in the championship match. Suica on the bottom, trying to pick his head up off the mat. Hornack with the spiral, trying to get a leg in. Suica grabs that leg, tries to see if he can come out the back door, has Hornack up a little bit high. Suica keeps driving, puts Hornack onto his hip. Minute 25 to go. Suica close to picking up the reversal. Crowd, certainly the Burgettstown fans want the two. Suica trying to get his left arm free. Suica has an arm and a leg. 1 minute to go. Hornack does a good job to turn in and grab a leg, though.
How he ended up staying in control, I have no idea.
50 seconds left. Suica trying to get Hornack off his right leg and at least get one here, and he does, and that ties the match. 43 seconds to go.
8-6 lead now for Burford of Highlands on Waitman of Belle Vernon. Waitman on the bottom.
Six seconds remaining. Suica and Hornack coming into the center. I'm not sure. Burl coaches were asking for one. I don't know if they were asking because They thought that Suica grabbed the headgear. Referee and assistant referee going to talk about it. And there was a little back and forth between one of the Borough coaches in the Burgettstown corner.
Eight-six with 6 seconds to go for Burford of Highlands. Meanwhile, Long Eye of Mount Pleasant is going to be your seventh place finisher. He's going to win 11-2. Long Eye 11-2.
20 seconds to go for Hornack and Suica.
And Burford of Highlands, your third place finisher, 8-6. Burford 8-6.
Suica and Hornack out of bounds, 1-1, 13 seconds to go. Be surprised if this one doesn't go to overtime. And Hornack shoots. Suica tried to spin behind, 3 seconds to go, back up on their feet, and we will go to overtime. Sudden victory underway in the championship match at 139 pounds. Suica drops to a knee, couldn't get to a leg. Hornack tried to snap Suica down. Suica works the head. Has the right arm tied up. Two push toward the edge. Suica on the right leg, but out of bounds. 25 seconds to go in the sudden victory. Suica comes in to tie up. Again, tries to snap Hornack down. Suica gets to the right leg. 16 seconds remaining. Hornack trying to work his body up on top and tie up a leg. Suica trying to get the hips up and over. Hornack steps over a leg. 4 seconds to go. Takedown comes for Cooper Hornack. At 59 seconds of overtime, he will win it 3-1. We'll have the 133-pound medalist and the 145-pound bouts when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Top eight at 133 in eighth place, Seth Burns of West Greene in seventh with an 8-1 decision. Jake Stewart of Burrell in sixth place, Anthony Orlandini of Montour. Fifth place with an 8-4 decision, Dustin Kerr of Hampton. Fourth place, Carter Putt of Indiana. Third place with a 3-0 decision, Tyler Clark of Frazier. Second place, Parker Senapal of Burgettstown. And your champion with an 8-5 decision from Quaker Valley, Jack Cazales.
Championship match at 145 pounds. Brooke Smith of Montour, Mason Horwat of Derry. No score, 40 seconds in.
Third place match, it is Owen Isick of Bentworth taking on Cole Doppelauer of Bell Vernon.
We are not going to have a fifth place match. We saw Jameson Poklembo of Mount Pleasant default earlier, so it looks like fifth will go to Gabe Lilly of Elwood City.
In seventh place match, Kaleo Zanella of Burrell, Jack Dimert of Quaker Valley.
All weekend along with, as well as being a WPIL sponsor.
It is a default to Lilly, just to confirm that.
Done a wonderful job all weekend. They are offering world-class care for athletes of all ages and skill levels.
Brooke Smith of Montour, a sophomore, 26-3. Mason Horwath, a freshman from Derry, 30 wins, 3 losses. Horwath trying to spin behind. He does just as Smith comes up to his feet. Now they fall to the mat, and Horwath will get the takedown as they go out of bounds. 32 seconds to go in the first.
Ivsic of Bentworth scoreless with Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon. Ivsic on the bottom in the second period. 30 seconds in. No score at the end of one between Zanella and Dimert.
Championship match. Smith of Montour to his feet. Horwath picks him up, takes him to the edge and out.
Doppelhauer and Ivsic wrestled in the quarterfinals yesterday. Ivsic winning by a 4-2 overtime score as Ivsic gets free for one.
Smith to his feet in the championship match, and he's free for one. So Horwath of Derry leads 2-1. First period will end there in the championship match. Horwath of Derry up 2-1 over Smith of Montour.
Doppelhauer in on his inside single. Tries to lace the leg. Ivsic with the whizzer in. Doppelhauer able to limp arm through, get the takedown, go up 2-1.
Smith of Montour starts the second period on top in the championship match. Horwath to his feet. Smith drops on the left leg, right on the edge.
Still scoreless between Zanella and Dimert for the seventh place match. Escape for Ivsic ties Doppelhauer at 2.
Stalling call on Smith for just hanging on to that leg when Horwath had gotten to his feet. Horwath sprawling back. Still trying to get that leg free. And Smith still locked on that leg.
Doppelhauer will go on the bottom for the third period. Tied at 2 with Ivsic.
1 minute to go, second period in the championship match. Horwath finally gets that leg free. And he is out for an escape to take a 3-1 lead. Horwath shoots at Smith and drives him out with 47 seconds to go in the second.
Doppelhauer, a couple sit-out and turn attempts. Ivsic still riding, keeping the match tied at 2. Dimert will ride Zanella for the balance of the second period, and it'll be scoreless after 2.
Still 3-1. Freshman Mason Horwath of Derry with a 3-1 lead. Horwath in on the leg of Smith. Smith with a whizzer. Horwath just drives the hip into Smith and rolls him to the mat, but still neutral. Smith trying to kick his legs over top, but it's Horwath who's going to get 2 just before they go out of bounds. Horwath up 5-1, 15 seconds to go in the period.
Escape for Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon. He's up 3-2, 1:05 to go in the third, or wrestling neutral. Escape for Dimert of Quaker Valley. He leads Zanella 1-0 early in the third.
Smith and Horwath now, final 15 seconds of the period. Smith trying to get up to his feet. Spiral for Horwath. 5 seconds to go. Horwath moves up around the head. And it'll be 5-1 after 2 for Mason Horwath.
38 seconds to go in the third. Ivsic was close to a takedown near the out-of-bounds line, but they call him out. Still wrestling neutral. Doppelhauer's lead there, 3-2, 30 seconds left. Takedown for Dimert. He leads Zanella 3-0. A minute to go in the third.
Horwath hit with a caution before we start the third period. Smith of Montour trying to get to his feet. Did, but only briefly. Horwath returned him to the mat. Smith stands again. Horwat grabs the right ankle, trips the left leg out, and out of bounds. Minute 41 to go in the third.
Takedown for Doppelauer of Bell Vernon on the edge of the mat. He'll take a 5-2 lead on Ivsic.
Championship match resumes. Horwat chopped the right arm, broke Smith down.
Doppelauer will be your third place finisher, 5-2 over Ivsic.
Horwat and Smith out of bounds, minute 27 to go in the third, still 5-1 for Horwat of Derry.
Seconds to go, third period, Dimert of Quaker Valley riding and leading 3-0. Sonella will get out free for one to make it 3-1.
Horwat in the championship match. Very solid on top, breaks Smith down. Minute 12 to go. Horwat works through the legs.
Takedown for Dimert at the end. A seventh place finish for Dimert. He defeats Zanella 5-1.
So just the championship match remaining here at 145 pounds. 45 seconds to go. Mason Horwat of Derry, very impressive as a freshman, particularly up here in the middle weights. Rook Smith, just a sophomore for Montour. Smith was on his feet, came back to the mat, sat and turned. Horwat followed him around, down to 25 seconds remaining. Horwat chops the right arm, and they are out with 20 seconds left.
I mean, this weight in particular, outside of Pocliembo, everyone, no one else is a senior that's in that top eight, so it's going to see a lot of these guys battling back next year.
Back into the center. Final 19 seconds. Horwat grabs an ankle, uses a tight waist. 13 seconds to go. Horwat breaks Smith down. The freshman, Mason Horwat of Derry, going to capture the 145-pound AAWPIAL championship. He does it with a 5-1 win over Montour's Rook Smith. Place winners at 139, bouts at 152. Coming up when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Top eight at 139 pounds in eighth place, Ryder Goh of Southside. Seventh with a 11-2 major decision, Joseph Longeye of Mount Pleasant. Sixth place, Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley. Fifth with an injury default win, Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. Fourth place, Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon. In third place with an 8-6 decision, Aiden Burford of Highlands. Second place, Gavin Suica of Burgistown. And your champion with a 3-1 overtime win, Cooper Hornack of Burrell.
152-pound championship match, scoreless between Rudy Brown of Burgistown, Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward. Brown in on a double, though, and whizzer for Michaels. So no takedown yet. Brown won 3-2 in the section final a week ago.
The third place match, Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant leading Kyron Veasley of Highlands 2-0 at the end of one.
Fifth place bout, Alex Wiley of Riverview and Ben Cotullo of Burrell. Cotullo with the opening takedown there.
Seventh place, Alan Danner of Hampton leading Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley 2-0, 30 seconds in.
End of one, Cotullo of Burrell 2-0 lead in the fifth place bout. Brown was not able to get that takedown on the edge against Michaels. And Brown going to get a blood timeout here with 43 seconds left in the first.
Start of the second, Shawless of Mount Pleasant on the bottom. Peel the hands and look to try to escape from Veasley. Stalling call on Veasley for not getting Shawless down to the mat, and they go out of bounds. And one, 2-0 lead for Danner of Hampton on Ritchie of Quaker Valley.
Cotullo of Burrell, Wiley of Riverview start their second period neutral, and Cotullo drives into Wiley and takes him down, leads him 4-0. Rudy Brown still getting blood time on mat one. Tilt for Cotullo of Burrell. Now gets a back count going. There were about four counts there for Cotullo, but only two of them consecutive. So two near fall points, 6-0 for Cotullo, and Brown and Michaels now back at it in the championship match.
Escape for Danner of Hampton. He leads Ritchie 3-0.
Michaels and Brown tying up, 14 seconds to go in the first. Michaels pushes into Brown, edge of the mat. And they'll step out with 3 seconds to go in a scoreless first period.
Reversal for Shawless of Mount Pleasant. He leads Veasley 4-0.
Scoreless after one, Brown and Michaels. Brown wants bottom position. Cotullo of Burrell still riding and leading. 35 seconds to go, second period, 6-0 for fifth place over Wiley of Riverview. Michaels goes right to a leg on top against Brown. Brown spread out on his hands and knees.
Escape for Veasley of Highlands. It's now 4-1 lead for Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Now, Veasley got behind Shawless, but unable to get him down to the mat, so still 4-1, 40 seconds left, second period.
Cotullo with a couple of sets of three near fall points, so after two, now he leads Wiley of Riverview 12-0 for fifth. Michael still riding and still scoreless with Brown of Burgettstown, a minute 10 to go in the second. Michael still with that right leg in.
5-0 at the end of two for Danner of Hampton on Ritchie of Quaker Valley.
Michaels lost the leg. Brown stands up and gets free for one. So Rudy Brown scores the first point of the bout.
End of two. Shawless of Mount Pleasant leading 4-1.
40 seconds to go, second period for Brown and Michaels. Cotullo escapes and then gets a takedown, so he's going to win the fifth place bout by tech fall 15-0 at 3:32. Seconds to go in the second. A stoppage between Michaels and Brown. They'll resume on their feet.
Escape for Veasley of Highlands. Shawless now leads 4-2.
Final 8 seconds of the second period in the championship match here at 152 pounds. 1-0 for Rudy Brown after two.
Shawless gets behind Veasley, just has to get him down to the mat to get the takedown, and he will. So it's now 6-2. Had a reversal for Danner of Hampton. He leads Ritchie 7-0.
Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward on the bottom to start the third period. trying to push himself up to his feet. Rudy Brown right behind him. And now Michaels peels off, gets the one, tried to dive in on the legs, but couldn't get in deep. So 1-1 in neutral early in the third.
6-2 lead for Chalice and Mount Pleasant. 1 minute to go in the third, riding with the lead. Going to get a reversal for Richie of Quaker Valley. It's now 7-2 Danner, 35 seconds to go in the third.
Brown shoots in at the left leg of Michaels. Michaels locked through the legs of Brown. So each locked on the other's legs. And Brown tries to double up. Kind of roll through a little bit. Might be a stalemate coming up here. Brown pops his head out the side, though. Michaels on his hip, hanging onto a leg. Brown trying to force him off that leg and spin behind. Under a minute to go in the third, and now Brown will get that leg free and the takedown. Rudy Brown up 3-1. And injury time for Michaels of Elizabeth Forward.
It's going to be an 8-2 win for seventh for Danner of Hampton. Danner 8-2.
Damon Michaels with a pad on that left knee, and that appears to be where the problem is.
Chalice of Mount Pleasant is going to be your third place finisher. Final seconds coming off. They go out of bounds with 2 seconds left. But he is going to defeat Veasley of Highlands as we get a caution. Now it's going to be an 8-4 win, though, for Chalice of Mount Pleasant. Again, 8-4 for third.
Michael's ready to continue now. 52 seconds to go in the third period. Michael's to his feet, free for an escape. So Brown leads 3-2, 40 seconds left. On their feet. Down to 25 seconds to go. Michaels needs a point to tie. Gets to the right leg of Brown. Brown trying to get a whizzer in, doesn't have it in deep. Michaels goes around the head. They drop to the mat, but Brown gets the leg free. Michaels knows he's running out of time. He pulled Brown on top of himself. Brown gets the takedown. And Rudy Brown of Burgettstown will capture the WPIAL title. He's got a couple of fourth-place finishes and a sixth-place finish, and now he's got a first. 5-2 for Rudy Brown of Burgettstown. We'll get the 160-pound bouts and the 145-pound place winners when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Your top eight at 145 pounds. In eighth place, it was Callio Zanella of Burl. In seventh with a 5-1 decision, Jack Dimer to Quaker Valley. Sixth place, Jameson Pokeliembo of Mount Pleasant. Fifth place with an injury default win, Gabe Lilly of Elwood City. Fourth place, it was Onivsik of Bentworth. In third with a 5-2 decision, Cole Doppelauer of Bell Vernon. In second place, it was Rook Smith of Montour. And your champion with a 5-1 decision from Derry, Mason Horwat.
160 pounds, championship match, no score. Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell, Ryan Salashi of Frazier.
The third place match, scoreless, Will Turner of Indiana. Chase Fromelli of Jefferson Morgan, 20 seconds to go in the first.
For fifth place, Gavin McCray of Freedom. Stephen Perdina of Mount Pleasant. They're 2-1 for Perdina of Mount Pleasant after one.
And a seventh place match, Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin, Landon Delaria of Southmoreland. Scoreless 25 seconds to go in the first.
Slashy and Pisano in the championship match still scoreless. Pisano in on the right leg, puts Slashy to a sitting position. And there's the takedown for Pisano.
From Elliott Jefferson Morgan, up 2-0 to begin the second period. Turner of Indiana on the bottom.
We got a fall very quickly there in the second period for Perdina of Mount Pleasant. That's going to come at 1 minute and 23 seconds for fifth place.
Scoreless at the end of one are Delara and Conroy.
Pisano and Slashy out of bounds. 6 seconds to go, first period. Pisano of Hopewell with a 2-0 lead.
From Ellie of Jefferson Morgan, riding and leading 2-0 on Turner of Indiana.
Escape for Slashy. That'll make it 2-1. 1 second to go in the first. And Gavin McCray of Freedom injured after that fall. Down on mat two. There's the end of one. Pisano of Hopewell, 2-1 lead.
Still scoreless are Delara and Conroy. Conroy on the bottom in the second period. Fromelli riding and leading 2-0. 45 seconds to go in the second.
Pisano on top. He's a two-time state qualifier, one win short of a medal last year. Pisano with a fourth and a fifth here in this tournament. Third in the region last year.
Switch for Conroy. He gets the reversal. He's up 2-0. 40 seconds to go in the second.
Escape for Slashy. So he and Pisano 2-2 and neutral. Slashy, third here 2 years ago. WPIAL champion last year. One win short of a state medal after a third in the region. Check that, second in the region for Slashy. Pisano works the front headlock. They are neutral and now back up on their feet, heading back into the center with a little over a minute to go in the second.
End of two from Elliot Jefferson Morgan, leading 2-0. He'll go on the bottom for the third. End of two, Conroy of Albert Gallatin leading 5-0. And I believe we got blood time. That's injury time, actually, for Conroy.
Pisano with an underhook on Slashy. 38 seconds remaining in the second period, still 2-2. Pisano pushing into Slashy, works the head. Edge of the mat, stalemate call. Seconds left, second period, championship match. 2-2 tie. Slashy shoots, does not get in deep on the left leg. Back up on their feet. 12 to go in the period. Pisano with a good shot at a single. Slashy reaches up over top. Locks behind the knee of Pisano, but Pisano going to get the takedown, and time's going to run out in the period. 4-2 after 2 for Pisano. Frazier coaches thought maybe they're going to go over to the table and ask for an explanation there, but the takedown will stand. Pisano on the bottom with a 4-2 lead to start the third.
Escape for Fromelli. He leads 3-0. 50 seconds to go in the third period. So a 5-0 lead for Conroy of Albert Gallatin. He's on the bottom. He'll get an escape to make it 6-0.
Pisano quickly up and out to start the third period. So a 5-2 lead on Selassie. Out of bounds early in the third. Selassie reached for a leg, didn't get it.
Take down for Delara. He now trails Conroy 6-2. Take down for Fromelli. He leads 5-0. Final 10 seconds coming off in the third period. Chase Fromelli. Jefferson Morgan is going to be your third place finisher. 5-0. Fromelli, 5-0.
5-2 for Pisano of Hopewell with an escape here in the third. A little over a minute remaining. He and Selassie Frazier on their feet.
Going to get a reversal for Conroy of Albert Gallatin. And he is going to defeat Delara of Southmoreland for 7th. Conroy 8-2.
.50 seconds left in the championship match. Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell. 5-2 lead on Ryan Selassie Frazier. Selassie reached for a leg, didn't get it. Pisano goes to an underhook. 37 seconds to go in the period. And action stopped with 29 seconds remaining. Pisano and Selassie tie up briefly. 20 seconds to go. 15 seconds left. Selassie trying to push the action here. 10 seconds. Stalling call against Pisano. Second one against him. Penalty point makes it 5-3. 4 seconds left. And Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell will win the title at 160 pounds. 5-3 over Ryan Selassie of Frazier. 172 pound bouts, and our 152-pound place winners, I should say 152-pound place winners coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Top 8 at 152 pounds. In 8th place, it was Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley. In 7th with an 8-2 decision, Alan Danner of Hampton. In 6th place, Alex Wiley of Riverview. 5th place with a tech fall, 15-0 at 3:32. It was Ben Catullo of Burrell. 4th place, it was Kyron Beasley of Highlands. In 3rd with an 8-4 decision, Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant. 2nd place, Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward, and your champion with a 5-2 decision from Burgerstown, Rudy Brown.
Championship match, 172 pounds. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon, scoreless, just about 50 seconds in.
3rd place match, Charles Perkins of Valley leading Dominic Fanella of Indiana 2-0.
No 5th place bout. Isaac Lisinski of Burrell defaults to Braden Taggart of Bentworth.
And the 7th place match is scoreless 30 seconds in between Jake Mundorf of Ligonier Valley and Noah Lehue of Best Center.
Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon defeated Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry 3-0 in the championship match at the section tournament a week ago. They're scoreless.
It's beaten them a few times this season. Browns really had Welsh's number.
Welsh runner-up last year, one win short of a state medal. Brown in on Welsh's right leg, tries to reach and grab around the waist as well. The two roll to the edge and out. No takedown, 22 seconds left.
Did you say Welsh was short of a state medal? Yeah, he was a state semifinalist last year.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking at Lisinski. Yeah, Welsh fourth in the state last year, third in the region, WPIL champion.
Two nothing lead for Perkins of Valley.
Braden Welsh lost a contact lens.
Has to use injury time to get it back in. 20 seconds into the second period in the seventh place bout, still scoreless. Mundorf of Ligonier Valley on the bottom against Lehue.
Now Welsh ready to continue. And he and Brown back into action. Scoreless in the first, only 15 seconds to go.
Stalling call on Perkins. He's leading Fenella 2-0, 13 seconds left in the second, riding with that lead.
First period for Welsh and Brown will end. In that last 15 seconds, Brown would put his hand on the top of Welsh's head. Welsh would come over top and slap it down. That must have happened five or six times in the last 15 seconds. So scoreless after one, Brown of Bell Vernon on the bottom to start the second.
Start of the third period, Perkins of Valley on the bottom, leading 2-0. Scoreless a minute to go in the second period between Lehue and Mundorf. Mundorf is close to reversal. He'll get it to go up 2-0.
Brown of Bell Vernon to his feet, free for one, takes a 1-0 lead. Two step out of bounds, minute 36 to go, second period. Welsh timed that shot perfectly, but he just couldn't get to the left ankle of Brown. Welsh pushes Brown toward the edge. Welsh tried to go around the head. Brown slipped off of that.
Still 2-0 lead for Perkins of Valley. About a minute to go in the third period. As now Perkins will get a reversal to make it 4-0. Lehue a best center, trailing 2-0, 14 seconds left in the second on the bottom.
Welsh shoots at Brown's right leg with just under a minute to go in the second period, not in deep, and they are right on the edge of the mat.
Lehue able to catch the head of Mondorf, and he's going to get the reversal and a couple of back points here late. Not going to be able to get the fall, but two near fall points. He's up 4-2.
Welsh and Brown out of bounds, 45 seconds to go, second period, still 1-0, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon. Brown's just a sophomore, 38-3. Braden Welsh, a junior, 32-5. Welsh circles with 25 to go in the period.
Lehue a best center going on the bottom to begin the third, leading 4-2.
Welsh blocked the shot of Brown. Brown now trying to snap Welsh down. Edge of the mat again. 10 seconds to go in the period and out of bounds.
And a third place finish for Charles Perkins of Valley, 4-1. Perkins, 4-1.
Final seconds of the second period in the championship match. Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon with a 1-0 lead after two.
Lehue a best center, leading 4-2. Minute 10 to go in the third period. He's still on the bottom.
Braden Welsher for Cherry will start the third on the bottom. Up to his feet. Brown set him back down. Welsh trying to switch. Now he'll stand again. Tripped back to the mat. Early in the third, edge of the mat. Welsh trying to push himself up to his feet.
Leahy was close to getting a reversal on Mundorf. Getting up a little high, though. Getting his own head caught. Could go onto his own back if he's not careful. Mundorf trying to drive Leahy over. Leahy, though, able to belly over. 20 seconds left, third period.
Welsh and Brown out of bounds. They restart, minute and a half to go. Welsh up on his feet, still trailing 1-0. Drops back to the mat now. Sits. And Brown staying in control.
And Leahy, a best center, will be your seventh place finisher. A 4-2 decision.
Down to 1 minute remaining in the championship match. Welsh of Fort Cherry on his feet. Brown of Belle Vernon picks him up, sets him down. Welsh tries to switch. Kind of caught on his left hip. Again on the edge of the mat and now out with 47 seconds to go. One nothing for Elijah Brown of Belle Vernon. Off the whistle. Welsh to his feet. Brown drives Welsh back to the mat. Welsh tries that switch again, but not able to get through it. Welsh again stands. Brown right behind him. Trips him back to the mat again. Welsh spread out on all fours. Brown steps over the left ankle, brings Welsh to the mat. 15 seconds to go. Welsh to his feet, but Brown takes him back down again. 10 seconds. One last chance. Braden Welsh to his feet. Brown trips him. Welsh tries to go into a roll, now grabs an ankle. 3 seconds remaining, and Elijah Brown going to win the title at 172 pounds. 1-0. Over Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, 160-pound place winners, 189-pound bouts coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Top 8 at 160. In 8th place, Landon DeLara of Southmoreland. 7th with an 8-2 decision, Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin. 6th place, Gavin McRae of Freedom. 5th place with a fall at 1 minute and 23 seconds, Stephen Perdana of Mount Pleasant. 4th place, it was Will Turner of Indiana. 3rd place with a 5-0 decision, Chase Fromelli of Jefferson Morgan. In 2nd place, Ryan Salashi of Frazier. And your champion with a 5-3 decision from Hopewell, Isaiah Pisano.
Championship match at 189, Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth, Brady Brown of Derry. Daniels in on the leg, and he'll get the opening takedown, 51 seconds in.
Third place match, Jacob Leahy, a best center, leading Jackson Angelo of Frazier 2-1. First period just about to come to a close there, but Angelo close to a takedown, but out of bounds.
Fifth place bout, scoreless after one, Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry, Austin Hoffman of Belle Vernon.
And the seventh place match, Slayton Williams of Southside against Colton Carlson of Laurel, scoreless at the end of one. And it was a takedown on Angelo after some discussion with the side referee. So Angelo's up 3-2 at the end of one.
Salvini and Hoffman met in the consolation semis last week. Salvini won 6-0. And he's got an escape here to lead 1-0 in the second period. Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth still riding and leading 2-0. Daniels breaks Brown down. Takedown for Salvini to go up 3-0 in the fifth place bout. Tally Daniels, a senior, 34-3. Brady Brown, a freshman, 32-2. They're out of bounds at the end of one. Daniels up 2-0.
You know, Mark, I'm listening. The crowd has started to go down a bit, and I'm kind of surprised by that, to be quite honest with you, because you got Rune Frazier going for his fourth coming up next, and then you have what's arguably the best bout of the night coming up at 285 in the finals.
Now, some folks come to stay to see a particular wrestler or two or their team, and when they're done, that's it.
4-2 lead for Angelo Frazier on Lehu Best Center Wrestling Neutral. 45 seconds to go in the second. 2-2 between Williams of Southside, Carlson of Laurel. And Williams is going to get a takedown to go up 4-2.
Escape for Vitaly Daniels. He's up 3-0. He is a two-time WPIAL runner-up, regional runner-up 2 years ago, fourth in the state last year after a third-place regional finish. Brown of Derry trying to shoot through the legs of Daniels, and he's going to do that and go right into a cradle, 3-2 with the takedown, and now Brown going to take Daniels over to his back with a little over a minute to go in the period. Daniels with that left shoulder just up, but not by much. Brady Brown of Derry, freshman, looking for a fall. He's got three near fall points coming. Squeezing that cradle, and Brady gets the fall at 3:07. Brady Brown of Derry with the title.
Well, if you're looking for one of the big upsets, that is it. Tally Daniels, a state medalist, and Brady Brown is a freshman coming in and getting it done.
Now 5-1 for fifth place Salvini of Fort Cherry, leading Hoffman of Bell Vernon. They've just come to the end of the second.
6-2 lead for Jackson Angelo of Frazier on Lehu of Best Center. 1:45 to go in the third. 4-2 lead at the end of two for Williams of Southside on Carlson of Laurel. Third period begins with Carlson on the bottom.
Salvini and Hoffman start the third neutral. They are out of bounds. Minute 40 to go. Still 5-1 for Salvini of Fort Cherry.
Angelo Frazier leading 6-2 with a minute to go in the third. Riding with that lead on Lehu. Escape for Carlson. Williams lead now 4-3. About a minute and 10 to go in the third period. Wrestling neutral.
Minute 10 to go. Fifth place bout. Salvini and Hoffman tied up on their knees. Edge of the mat. Still 5-1 for Salvini, and they're out of bounds. Looks like a stalling call against Hoffman there. First one against him. Down to 50 seconds to go in the third of that fifth place bout.
6-3 lead now for Williams after a takedown. 25 seconds to go in the third. Got blood time going for Jackson Angelo of Frazier. He has 36 seconds left to go in the third against Lehu. Oh, Final seconds coming off in the seventh place match. Williams of Southside. Out of bounds with just 1 second left, but it'll be Williams, your seventh place finisher. Final score there will be 6-3. Williams, 6-3.
And about to get a final in the fifth place bout as well. Salvinia Fort Cherry will defeat Hoffman of El Vernon 5-1.
Nice job, Slayton.
And back underway is Jackson Angelo of Fraser. He is going to defeat Jacob Lehue of Best Center for third place. As the final seconds come off, Angelo is going to be a 6-2 winner.
And we'll have our 172-pound place winners and our bouts at 215 pounds, including Rune Lawrence, looking for a fourth WPAL title when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Top eight at 172 in eighth place. It was Mundorf of Ligonier Valley in seventh place with a 4-2 decision. It was Noah Lehue of Best Center. Sixth place, it was Isaac Lisinski of Burrow. In fifth place with an injury default win, Braden Taggart of Bentworth. Fourth place, it was Dominic Finella of Indiana. Third place with a 4-1 decision, Charles Perkins of Valley. Second place, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. And your champion with a 1-0 decision, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon.
Rune Lawrence of Fraser, 4-1 lead against Colin White of West Greene in the championship match at 2:15.
Third place match, scoreless at the end of one. Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, Luke Boylan of Burrell.
James Standish of Albert Gallatin, and let's get back to Rune Lawrence of Fraser here as he cradles up White, and he's going to get the fall in 53 seconds. Now how about this number from Ken Wunderly, a freelance writer? Prior to that match, Rune Lawrence had wrestled 14 matches in the WPIAL tournament in his career, one all by pin, and 14 matches lasted a combined 13 minutes and 45 seconds. A four-time champion, the 32nd four-time champion in WPIAL wrestling history.
Incredible. Seventh place match, Malachi Peak of Best Center, Alex Douche of Montour, and they are scoreless at the end of one. 2-1 lead for McEnany and Jefferson Morgan on Boylan of Burrell. Boylan won by fall in the quarterfinals yesterday between these two.
So just to update that number, 15 matches for Rune Lawrence in the WPIAL tournament. All pins, total, he's wrestled fewer minutes than matches.
Incredible.
14:38 total time in 15 matches, if my math is correct, and I think it is.
That is correct. I was doing the same math. So, you said what? How many four-timers now?
32.
32nd, huh?
Fifth place bout. Shannon of Southmoreland on the bottom, trailing 2-0 to Standish of Albert Gallatin. A minute 11 to go in the second period. They're coming back to referee's position. Make it 2-1 for Standish.
Lawrence actually has been dealing with a bit of a knee injury. Actually missed about a month and a half of the season, and you know, there was some question as to whether he'd be able to go to be a four-timer in the WKO and in the state. So is he probably not 100% healthy?
Scary thought, isn't it?
It is. He's going to have one big test, Mark, and that's going to be in the state finals. Austin Johnson of Muncie, who's also a returning state champion. Yeah, I don't see him having much issue next week in the Southwest region, but that's going to be his one big test to see if he could be a four-time state champ.
Seconds to go, second period, as Standish and Shannon in the fifth place bout come back into the center. Still 2-1 for Standish. Standish with a leg and trying to get a half in on the right side, which he does. Two near fall points for Standish. He's up 4-1.
6-2 lead for Luke Boylan of Burl on Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan. A minute and a half to go in the third period. Boylan riding with that lead. Scoreless at the end of two are Peak of Best Center and Dusha Montour, and Peak will be on the bottom for the third.
Standish defeated Shannon 4-1 in the consolation semis last week. He's up 4-1 right now going to the third. Standish on the bottom. Standish and Shannon out of bounds just 10 seconds off the third period clock.
Seconds to go in the third. Boylan riding in, leading 6-2. Peak Best Center on the bottom in this third period. Still scoreless, a minute and a half to go. And he'll get free for one to make it a 1-0 score.
Standish still on the bottom with a 4-1 lead. Minute and a half to go, third period for fifth place.
Boylan of Burl trying to run a power half on McEnany. Looking to take him over, and he will. Boylan has him in some trouble, and there's the fall. Time of the fall, 4 minutes and 33 seconds for Boylan of Burl.
Standish and Shannon out of bounds. I think they put the point up on the wrong side of the board. Yeah, it's 5-2. I think it should be 5-1 for Standish. Board has 5-2. Unless there was a stalling point there that I did not see.
Seconds to go in the third. Peak Best Center wrestling neutral with a 1-0 lead.
Standish and Shannon neutral. Shannon had the head, lost it, reaches for the right leg. The two go to the edge and out with 30 seconds to go.
And Peak of Best Center will be your seventh place finisher with a 1-0 decision.
Gaden Shannon of Southmoreland shooting at Standish. 18 seconds to go. Shannon locked on the left leg, but not able to improve his position. A stalemate with 12 seconds left. So final 10 seconds here for fifth place. Stalling call, penalty point against Standish. So 5-3 now, and that will be the final for Standish. I didn't put that point up on the board. Again, I thought there was a point there that shouldn't have been. We'll go with 5-3 for Standish over Shannon for fifth place. 285-pound bouts, 189 place winners coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation. 724-239
23-30. Top 8 at 189 in 8th place. It was Colton Carlson from Laurel in 7th with a 6-3 decision. Slayton Williams of Southside in 6th place. It was Austin Hoffman of Belvernon in 5th with a 5-1 decision. Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry. In 4th place, it was Jacob Lehue of Best Center. In 3rd place, it was Jackson Angelo of Frazier. 2nd, it was Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth, and your champion by fall at 307, Brady Brown of Derry.
Championship match at 285, Brennan Morgan of Central Valley with a 4-1 lead on Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, 59 seconds to go in the first.
Joey Baronic of Burgistown, Henry Barbish of Carlinton, they're scoreless, just 10 seconds to go in the first.
Looked like we had a default in the fifth place bout, but nothing officially listed on flow just yet. There were 5 seconds that came off the clock.
Seventh place match, scoreless at the end of one. Jake Govern of Southmoreland, Casey Wilson of Laurel.
Still 4-1 in the championship match for Morgan.
Showing a default win for Sisler over Wilson at 5 seconds of injury default time.
Brennan Morgan of Central Valley. WPIAL and regional champion last year. Second in the state, two-time qualifier. First period going to end, and Morgan with a 4-1 lead on Pitzer. Pitzer, fourth here and at the regional last year, one win short of a state medal.
Baronic and Barbish scoreless after one. Barbish on the bottom in the second period. An escape and a takedown for Wilson of Laurel to begin the second. He leads 3-0 on Govern.
Escape for Pitzer as well early in the second, so Morgan leads 4-2 there.
Making your way to the awards area, 215.
Govern pinned Wilson in the round of 16 yesterday.
Champions photo following the awards of 285.
Down to a minute and a half to go in the championship match. Pitzer reached for a leg, didn't get it. Now Morgan with a single. He'll get the takedown to go up 6-2 with a minute 15 to go in the second.
Still no score for Baronic and Barbish. 30 seconds to go in the second period. So go out of bounds. Wilson still holding a 3-0 lead on Govern.
Under a minute to go in the second for Brennan Morgan of Central Valley. Still riding and leading 6-2. Morgan has the right wrist, now goes 2-on-1 on the left. Morgan laces with the right leg.
Baronic riding, scoreless match, 20 seconds to go, second period. Start of the third period, Govern and Wilson wrestling neutral, Wilson leading 3-0.
Final 12 seconds of the second period for the championship match. Brennan Morgan of Central Valley, 6-2 lead, has that leg in, and Morgan will carry that 6-2 lead to the third period.
End of two, Baronic and Barber scoreless. Baronic will go on the third, or on the bottom for the third. Brennan Morgan has been impressive.
And he's going to give up a lot of weight to most, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but he's going to give up weight to most 285-pounders. They start the third period neutral. Morgan and Pitzer each on each other's leg.
Baronic gets a reversal and puts Barbish to his back. Baronic looking for the fall, and there it is. Joe Baronic of Burgistown, your third place finisher by fall at 3 minutes and 21 seconds.
8-2 as Morgan takes down Pitzer with a minute 20 to go now.
5-2 lead for Wilson of Laurel on Governor Southmoreland. They have 20 seconds to go in the third.
Morgan trying to power a half in on the right side against Pitzer. Has a leg in there as well. Has Pitzer at about 90 degrees with just under a minute to go. And Pitzer going to get back over to his knees, and he's going to grab Morgan's leg. And Pitzer with a reversal to make it 8-4.
Wilson of Laurel, your seventh place finisher, 5-2. Wilson, 5-2.
Morgan and Pitzer out of bounds, 34 seconds to go in their third period. Back into the center, Brennan Morgan on the bottom with an 8-4 lead. Off the whistle, Morgan spreads out on his hands and knees. Now trying to get up to his feet, won't get there. Pitzer drives him back down to the mat, 25 seconds to go. Pitzer trying to chop the left arm. Morgan just turns, 15 seconds left. Brennan Morgan looking for another WPIAL title. And he will get it. It's going to be an 8-4 final for Brennan Morgan of Central Valley over Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant.
And let's go ahead and award our 215-pound.
And we'll get you the 215-pound and 285-pound medalists when we wrap things up. WPIAL Individual Wrestling Champions back in just championships back in just a minute on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or breakdown on the road, but if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Top 8 at 215 pounds in 8th place. It was Alex Duchamp-Montour in 7th with a 1-0 decision. Malachi Peak, a best center. 6th place, it was Caden Shane of Southmoreland. 5th place with a 5-3 decision. James Standish of Albert Gallatin. 4th place, Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan. 3rd place with a fall at 4:33. Luke Boylan of Burrell. 2nd place, Colin White of West Green, and your champion by fall in 53 seconds, becoming the 32nd four-time WPIAL champion, Rune Lawrence of Frazier. 285 pounds in 8th place, it was Jake Governor of Southmoreland. 7th place with a 5-2 decision. It was Casey Wilson of Laurel. Sixth place, it was Joe Wilson of Washington. Fifth place with an injury default win, Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan. Fourth place, it was Henry Barbish of Carlington. In third place with a fall at 321, Joey Baronic of Burgistown. Second place, Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant. And your champion, 8-4 decision, Brennan Morgan of Central Valley. I want to remind you, this event and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the express written consent of WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024.
So wrapping things up here from Chartiers Valley and... More wrestling action again next week. Double A goes to Altoona for the Southwest Regional, combining with Districts 5 and 6. Triple A has its WPIAL championships at Cannon McMillan next week, along with the West Regional for the girls, their first year of individual championships. That will all be at Cannon McMillan next week. So looking forward to bringing you some more action there. And we'll wrap things up when we come back to Chartiers Valley in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Back here at Chartiers Valley, really a good double-A tournament here for the WPIAL championships. Just run down the champions. And actually, what we'll do is we'll run down the teams and the number of wrestlers that they're advancing, and the number of champions as well, and we'll do it alphabetically. Albert Gallatin advancing two wrestlers to next week. Avonworth advancing one. Bell Vernon advancing four, including one champion. Bentworth advancing five, including one champion. Beth Center advances five wrestlers to next week. Burgistown with a champion. And they Burgistown advances seven wrestlers to next week. Burrow with two champions today. They're advancing 10 wrestlers to next week. Carlinton with one wrestler advancing. Central Valley with two champions, advancing four wrestlers total. Chartiers Houston advancing Jordan Williams, who was a runner-up here today. Derry with three champions, advancing five total wrestlers. Elizabeth Forward advancing two wrestlers. Elwood City one. Fort Cherry advancing three. Frazier advancing four, including one champion here today. Freedom with one wrestler advancing to next week. Hampton advances two. Highlands advances three. Hopewell advances one. And that one wrestler. Isaiah Pisano, a champion. Indiana advances four wrestlers. Jefferson Morgan advances three. Keystone Oaks sends one to next week. Laurel sends four wrestlers. Ligonier Valley, one. McGuffey advances three wrestlers to next week at next week's action. Montour with four wrestlers advancing to next week. Mount Pleasant advances five. North Catholic, one. Quaker Valley with five, including one champion here today. Riverview advances one wrestler. Southside with two going to next week. Southmoreland with three. Washington advances one. And West Green with three. Big day for a couple of guys here. Just want to mention Antonio Bonai winning a second WPIAL title. Chris Vargo of Bentworth winning his third. Cooper Hornack winning his third as well. And capping an exciting day of wrestling action here. Rune Lawrence, of course, winning his fourth. That's the big news. 32nd four-time WPIAL champion.
And the fact that he did it all with falls, that's the most incredible thing. And in less time than, you know, each combined, each one lasted less than a minute.
Yes.
Pretty incredible stat.
15 matches, and again, I want to thank Ken Wunderly for that stat. And adding today's action, it's 15 matches in 14 minutes and 38 seconds, all pins.
Unreal. Just truly incredible, dominant. And you think about, too, he started this as a heavier weight. It's not like he came in at 106 and, you know, did this. I mean, it started a heavier weight where you're wrestling, you know, guys that are juniors and seniors and have had the experience. It's pretty incredible.
So I want to thank everybody here at Chartiers Valley for their assistance throughout the last 2 days. A number of coaches talking to and appreciate their efforts. And thank you to Jacob Knisner, our Washington studio producer. And our wrestling coverage all weekend has been brought to you by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. McAdoo's Towing and Crane. Their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Just some notes on some things we have upcoming. College basketball coming up later today. Actually, we're going to join that in progress with Texas at Kansas NCAA basketball. Tomorrow, Pirates baseball. First spring training game for the Buckos. 105 airtime here on 1450 AM. Pirates and Orioles. Monday, two WPIAL girls basketball playoff games. 6A girls semifinals. Peters Township at North Allegheny. That's on FM at 545. Trinity at home in a consolation matchup against Indiana. That's 6:45 here on 1450 AM. And 7th on Tuesday, a Fort Cherry girls, I believe that's going to be girls-boys doubleheader on Tuesday with Pirates baseball earlier in the day. So lots of sports coming your way. Exciting time of year as the winter sports start to crown their champions. And basketball and wrestling, a lot of action to come your way next week as well. So thanks to Greg Warnock as well and Greg Smith last night. That'll do it for our AA WPIAL Individual Wrestling Championships coverage. Thanks for being with us. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.